Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word comes to us on this day of resurrection from Peter's first letter. And in the first chapter, he writes, beginning at verse 18, "For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God." This is God's word. Well, if you haven't done so already, I invite you to take a look around at the church this morning, in particular the chancel area. It looks absolutely beautiful. What a sight, and from where I stand, what a scent. Easter, it's the world's most inspiring event. Just take a moment and savor it with me. Now, what if that was it? If Easter was only about the scent of lilies or other springtime beginnings, blooms and shoots, well, then Easter doesn't matter all that much. It's nice, it's pretty, but unnecessary. On the other hand, if Easter is about God intervening in this world's history, then being here today really matters. And I'm very aware, as I say those words, that I'm making a truth claim. I most certainly am. You see, we're living in a time when people are fond of saying, "Well, you have your opinion, I have mine. Maybe your Easter celebration works for you. But don't tell me it's God's truth." And they say, the truth is whatever you make it out to be. And Easter and Jesus, many people say, may be true for us, but not for everybody. But here's the thing. That line of thinking is also a truth claim. And when truth claims contradict one another, as these do, it's worth asking, how well does the truth claim serve our world? In other words, what good does it do? The Apostle Peter writes at the beginning of his letter, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, because according to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." This is the central truth claim of the Bible. Jesus died and rose so that people could experience true forgiveness, spiritual rebirth, and live free from the fear of death. These are gifts given by Jesus and received by us through baptism and faith in him. And because of this, you can be assured that your every last sin is forgiven and that you do have eternal life. Again, Peter writes, "For you know it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold you were redeemed, but with the precious blood of Christ, a spotless lamb without blemish. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him. So your faith and hope are in God." Followers of Jesus believe this truth. And this is a great good. The peace and the integrity that comes from forgiveness, the confidence that comes from the expectation of risen life, the caring community that forms around God's gifts, these things bring light and hope to a dark and despairing world. The truth claim that Jesus really died to pay for our sins and really returned to life to give us risen life has resulted in more good than can be estimated. More love has been released into this world through this truth than can be measured. And on this Resurrection Sunday, we are reminded that unselfish service and life-changing love are anchored in the real person of Jesus and real things He did in history. The resurrection of Jesus matters. It not only speaks to our greatest fear, it is the antidote to it. The fear of death, which is constantly being leveraged against us in countless ways, quite simply, is broken by the comeback of Jesus. The fear of death is replaced by confident trust that we serve a living Lord and Savior. And if Jesus lives, then everything else matters. Jesus' resurrection enables us to embrace life, especially when it's hard. Jesus' resurrection totally changes what we have to give at the hospital, at the sickbed, at the cemetery. Through our tears, we are able to proclaim that death is not the end for a person connected to Christ. We can speak of heaven as a place of reunion. We can speak of the life of the world to come as a feast, a celebration that we will experience as physical beings, made possible by Jesus' physical resurrection. And until that day, we come to value the community that the living Lord creates around Himself and His gifts. And over the past year, we've come to define that with these words: empowered by God's Word and sacraments, the St. Mark Fellowship makes Christ-like connections and caring connections with our community and beyond. Simply put, we value the people who make up this fellowship and the people of our community. And this can mean many things and look different ways, but it just means things like striking up a conversation with somebody you don't recognize and welcoming them due to the fact that they're here. Or it can mean going to visit some of our members who, because of age or other reasons, aren't able to make it to church anymore. Or maybe it just means spending time with a friend going through difficult circumstances. You may not feel in any of those situations that you have the right words to say, but don't worry about it. Your time and your presence alone communicates that life with a risen Savior is always worth living. Always. Now, people will continue to say, "Oh, Jesus and Easter, that's just your opinion." But when your life reflects a living Lord, people get curious. Your coworkers, your friends, maybe even people within your family will wonder, "Why are you always spending so much time helping other people? Why are you always caring for people? What makes you the way you are?" And that's when you can say, You want to know why I'm different? I'll tell you the truth. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.